We continue to pray for the specific communities in San Bernardino County that list a church or ministry. The next three towns are very special because they each faced devastating environmental impact. Forest Falls recently dealt with mudslides and had to evacuate. There was excessive snowfall this year there, and they had problems from the 2020 El Dorado fire. Trona is right next to Searles Valley. Trona is a small town, but they're connected. They're struggling economically and in their population diminishing due to its remoteness and from the back-to-back 6.4 and 7.1 earthquakes that happened in July 4th and 5th, 2019. And then there's Hinckley, struggling from lower population, economy issues, and from groundwater contaminated by PG&E. This was made widely known from the film Aaron Brockovich, where they sued and won, but still struggle with the aftermath of the contamination. So let's pray, Father, for these people in these communities to find strength and stamina in you and to have new growth in their ministries. We lift up Forest Falls. We lift up the Forest Falls Seventh-day Adventist Church, the Valley of the Falls Community Church as an evangelical free, and the Forest Home Christian Camps. We lift up the St. Madeline Church, Roman Catholic Christian Fellowship, New Hope of Searles Valley, Foursquare, Trona Community Church, United Methodist, and the First Baptist Church in that area, and the one church in Hinckley, the Hinckley Bible Church, which is Christian and non-denominational. Father, we ask God for these places to see more souls saved, discipled, evangelized, boldness in lives transformed by the gospel and the word of God. We pray, God, for encouragement to each of them as they deal with all these devastating environmental issues that they have gone through. We pray it brings them, makes them stronger, and those that will stay and help rebuild and fix and repair and look for solutions and improvement. We pray for a hunger and thirst for the righteousness in the workers, for the camps to be filled, and creative ways that they can market that camp that's used for so many, that churches would be places, and that the churches would use this camp, Forest Camp, especially for marriages, and for youth and for children to grow in the Lord and come to know the Lord. We also pray for the leaders of each of these churches to find a balance between rest and ministry, intentional time with you, Lord, and prayer and Bible study, that they would have new vision, cooperation, collaboration, and provision, blessings on their marriage and their children, and that they would grow both internally and externally, each of the ministries. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.